Good morning.
How are you guys this morning? You are playing and singing so beautifully. Thank you so much. It is just fabulous. Well, today in the gospel lesson, we hear about a party. It's a pretty neat sounding party. All the bread's been gotten ready. The fatted calf has been made into big old juicy steaks. Everything's ready to happen. What's missing from the party? The guests. Can you have a party without guests?
No.
Well, you could. I've had a couple of those, but not that fun. To really make a party fun, you got to have guests, right? Well, tell me, did you all have birthday parties this year? You're going to have a birthday party? Is that when you're going to get a tuba? What's that? What was your favorite part of the party? The cake. Cool. What about you? Oh, okay. Hanging out with your friends. Favorite part of the party. Did anyone have balloons at their party? Absolutely. So you got to have balloons at the party. You got to have cake at the party. What else do you have to have at the party? You got to have the guests. Well, guess what? Did you know that every single Sunday we're having a party? Did you know that? This doesn't feel like a party to you? Well, where's the balloons, I guess would be my question. If we have a party every Sunday in church, we should have balloons. Where's the cake? It's outside. We have the cake. But you know what? You know how we know we're having a party? We have some food. It's communion. But the biggest and best part of every party, the part of every party that I've always loved the most, more than presents and cake and balloons, it's the friends, isn't it? Isn't that what makes the party fun? Well, you know, every Sunday, all of our friends come together and we get to have a party, and Jesus is the one who invites us. And over again, Jesus says, rejoice. That's what was in that text in Philippians. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, very good. I got 1 out of 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, you sound like Lutherans. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice, rejoice. Now let's see if they can help us. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say,
rejoice.
Isn't that so much more fun than rejoice? What we need to remember is that when God calls us together in this little part of the kingdom, we're called to have a party, to have fun, because Jesus died for us and gave us the greatest gift of all, love. Love with our friends, love that God has for us, and love that we have for the world. So next Sunday, what do you think we should do? Rejoice, have a party. Again, I say,
rejoice.
Have a wonderful party. We'll see you guys a little bit later.